This is Fresh Air. The TV series Dark Winds is a cop show about the Navajo tribal police, based on the best-selling novels by Tony Hillerman. The series begins its second season, streaming on AMC Plus today, and then on Sunday on AMC. Our critic-at-large John Power says that what makes the show work is less its crime story than its memorable characters.
Back in 1970, a journalist named Tony Hillerman launched a series of crime novels featuring two Navajo cops who work for the tribal police on a reservation in New Mexico. The books sold well, earned great reviews, won prizes, and led to Hillerman being honored in 1991 by the Navajo Tribal Council. But our cultural standards have changed profoundly, and one wonders whether these mysteries would even be published now, let alone receive so much acclaim. After all, Hillerman was a white outsider, whose books today would likely face charges of cultural appropriation. Yet as it stands, the Joe Leaphorn and Jim Chee novels, as they're known, are very enjoyable books, as well as valuable intellectual property. So you get why they're being turned into the TV series Dark Winds, whose second season can be seen on AMC and AMC+. Produced by Robert Redford and George R. R. Martin, among others, Dark Winds retools and modernizes Hillerman's conception. Set amidst the fiercely beautiful New Mexico landscape of the early 1970s, this entertaining series stars, is written by, and is largely directed by Native Americans. They've enlarged the women's roles and treat Navajo culture not as sociology, but as lived experience. The terrific Zahn McLarnon stars as the honorably intense Lieutenant Joe Leaphorn, who, along with his nurse wife Emma, played by Deanna Allison, is still reeling from the death of their son in an explosion. As coiled as a rattler, albeit a righteous one, Joe spends most of his time with two younger investigators. There's Officer Bernadette Manuelito, known as Bern, that's Jessica Matten, who fears her future is limited in the hardscrabble Navajo world. And there's Jim Chee, played by Kiowa Gordon, who worked for the FBI in season one, but feeling used by them, has become a private eye. The new season begins with a fatal bombing outside a medical center that injures Emma. Joe suspects the bomber might be the guy who killed his son, and with Bern at his side, begins a relentless pursuit of the killer. Meanwhile, Jim is being hired by a slippery blonde, that's Jerry Ryan, to find a box of personal effects that was stolen from her home. Naturally, these investigations overlap, and soon the three are dealing with a uranium tycoon, assorted dead bodies, mountainside shootouts, life-and-death treks through the desert, not to mention a religious cult known, ominously enough, as People of Darkness. Here, as Joe takes Emma home from the hospital, she tells him they need a tribal ceremony to help straighten things out. She even breaks into their Navajo tongue when Joe, who's far less traditional than she is, seems to balk at such rituals.
You okay?
This whole family needs to have a ceremony.
Again? If you had it your way, I'd never leave ceremony.
It's not normal for us to be around so much death and violence. We have to stay in Hajol. Atenek Ije, Bik Eko, Nanago Nayate.
Bik Eko Nasha. And what you went through this morning scared you. It scared me too.
This family needs to be put back in balance. We're having a ceremony.
Now, in adapting Hillerman's work, the show's creators keep the bones of his 70s material. But they also want to go beyond doing just another police drama and capture truths about Navajo life. These aims don't fully mesh. A tad old-fashioned, the series lacks the contemporary snap of Reservation Dogs, a better and more freewheeling show about Native Americans that owes nothing to 50-year-old mystery novels. In that series, whose third season begins next week, McLarnon shines as an amiably superstitious cop who's vastly more relaxed and arguably more modern than staid Joe Leaphorn. Like nearly all crime shows, Dark Winds has a plot that bends toward the predictably formulaic. If you can't guess the villain, you haven't been paying attention. The show's true interest lies in its characters and their world. A Navajo society that is as financially strapped as it is spiritually rich, that confronts overt racism and government paternalism that has its women forcibly sterilized and its sons drafted for Vietnam, and that leaves its members stuck between the fractured Navajo culture and the white culture that did the fracturing. Just as Byrne must decide whether to abandon the reservation she loves to seek a bigger future in the white world, Jim, who sports a comically huge collared 70s shirt, seeks a way of using his investigative skills without being sucked into being a fed or tribal cop. The show's best scenes are the most personal ones, like Joe and Byrne discussing whether she'd be better off working for the Border Patrol, or Joe dealing with his dad, a former tribal cop who's furious that his son got a college education and then didn't escape, but wound up doing the same job he did. Dark Winds is a solidly enjoyable crime drama, but in the end, it isn't really about our heroes uncovering the killer's identity. It's about the ways in which they're searching for their own.
John Powers reviewed the return of Dark Winds. If you'd like to catch up on interviews you've missed, like our conversation with Pulitzer Prize-winning writer Colson Whitehead, or with S.A. Cosby, whose new book All the Sinners Bleed is a Southern crime novel, check out our podcast. You'll find lots of fresh air interviews. And to keep up with what's going on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Roberta Shorrock, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Teresa Madden, Seth Kelly, and Susan Yakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Thea Challoner directed today's show. For Terry Gross and Tanya Mosley, I'm Dave Davies.